Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, still to come, the story about gardens being ripped up, plants being ripped out of the ground, a garden in Toronto, at least one public community garden being torn apart by government bureaucrats. Mark's got that story. We'll talk more about that here in a bit. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of this program. 855-450-FREE. Let's jump right into Craig, listening in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. Guys, how do they come up with your guys' program? I mean, I believe you guys when you tell with your stories, but where do you come up with your statistics? The gentleman earlier talked about he owned the building in Tennessee and his wife was a doctor.
Yes.
They were worried about Medicare, Medicaid. Worried about they had to pay back, would not possibly have to pay back monies that that were not billed correctly.
That's right. He was talking about a news story that's currently out right now about hospitals releasing patients improperly within a 30-day window or something like that. I'm not entirely, you know, I've read the story briefly, but I don't know, you know, I don't know everything about it.
Right. Usually if we're relating some sort of information, it's either coming from us, a news story directly that we're sharing with you, in which case we'll cite it, or it's coming from our memories of having recited something. Some sort of news story previously.
If a caller gets on the air and says something, then it's a caller saying something,
right.
And you have to take that for what it's worth.
And you have to take it for what it's worth when we say something. And usually, if we're recalling from memory, we'll say something to that effect, but not always.
Yeah.
So please, if we're wrong about something, correct us.
No, if anybody were wrong, I would research it before I would say somebody was a liar.
Sure, sure.
Most definitely. That was my question, and I've had similar problems with. I'll give you an example. I had procedures that were done, and this is not the blame. This is not a blame that I'm going to place on anybody. But I had a tumor, a infiltrate in my lung, and which I've worked in the coal mines, and I know I've got black lung, but I had a tumor. And possibly still got it. I don't want to have a biopsy done. But it took three different CAT scans to determine that I had a tumor 1.5 by 2 centimeters.
You think they'd figure that out on the first CAT scan, right?
Well, you figure they could, but you know. Nobody's perfect. They make mistakes just like everybody else. But
they're humans.
I wonder, why can't we come up with a system if somebody's got $1 million in the bank? Why can't they pay 10% of that $1 million towards their health care? Why can't they pay $100,000 for an operation? If I've got $1 million in the bank, I can pay 10%.
Or if let me see if I'm clear. You're saying this is a question for everybody or just rich people? I missed that point.
This is for everybody. I mean, rich people, if you're a millionaire or if you've got $10,000, pay 10% of $10,000, pay $1,000.
And would this be, are you suggesting this would be some sort of a government program?
$1,000.
I'm just trying to clarify what you're saying here, Craig. Are you saying that would be a part of some kind of government program?
That would be a way to help fix the medical the health care issue. I mean, everybody pay 10% of the cash if they've got the cash to pay it.
People are already paying, you know, upwards of 50%, if not more, of their income to the government, and that hasn't helped anything. I think the problem is you need to fix the issue at the root. You need to go and strike at the root, repair the problem at the source, and throwing more money at a situation that's inherently broken isn't going to solve anything, because the government has broken health care.
2% of the population, isn't it? 2% of the population are the people that make the big money. 2% of the population.
Sounds about right.
I know when I worked in the mines, I mean, at the time I was working, you make $20,000 to $25,000 a year, $30,000 a year in the mines working, or if you have a good job or whatever. And for sure now, I'm not for sure, but there seems to be a way to fix it without having to tear everything down and kind of renovate it instead of start over from the beginning, because you'd have to change your government, wouldn't you? You mean?
No. Well, you'd have to change the government in that you'd have to get rid of a lot of it. But otherwise, that's the only thing you really need to do to fix things, is to just let the marketplace handle health care and get the government the hell out of the way. I mean, the reason why health care is so expensive, well, there's several of them, but they're usually government-created reasons. The FDA and all of its regulations and costs that it forces on these various different companies. Of course, you've got Medicare redirecting and redistributing people's wealth and bureaucratically approved of ways. I mean, there's just so many examples out there of how government is interfering. Of course, I'm just talking about the federal government. There's also state government and local government programs as well. But essentially, they take money and they use it for their bureaucratic purposes, which may or may not be in line with your best needs for your health care. And it's not about rebuilding some sort of system. It's about allowing the marketplace to operate and getting the barriers out of the way.
You know,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I just want to back up what Ian says, and I think it's really important that people just don't understand that. There was a time in this country when patients and doctors made they came up with the price between themselves. This was before insurance companies. Insurance was, a part of everyday life and that kind of thing. And prices have really risen since then. I'm looking at what they call the impossible solution to healthcare here. And what it's talking about is the rates of giving birth in a hospital back in 1952. And back then, you could have a private room for $19. That's the whole shebang, giving birth, $19. When you move that up to today's money, you're still talking about less than $500.
At this point in time, though, you can't get a private room.
Oh, I know.
$100, can you?
No, you can't get anywhere near it, and it's because of all the government solutions. Remember, the government spends more than 50 cents, even before Obamacare comes into play, more than 50 cents on every dollar is government money. It's Medicare, Medicaid, these programs, and that's the government money, and the government mandates is what screwed up medicine at this point.
Well, it also, those programs increase demand for various types of health care services that otherwise people might not necessarily seek out, but they do because they think it's going to, the costs are going to be covered, so why not go and get whatever the treatments are, is the way people look at it. And so increasing that demand, the market is unable to respond to that increased demand in an appropriate manner. I mean, it's no easy task to go out and build a hospital with all the government regulations involved. And of course, why are you going to build a hospital if all it means is you're just going to get more Medicare money in? There's no money to be made on those jobs. So instead, you just end up with an overloaded system and no, like you said, private rooms.
There's no, the healthcare system's one system that we have more demand than we do supply right now.
Yep. Right, that's, and the only reason why you don't have as much supply as you do demand, or more supply as you do in most market situations, is because of the governmental meddling.
Well, I'll agree, but that does drive costs up when you have more demand than you do supply.
That's true, but it also sends market signals to the suppliers that, hey, we need more supply. And in the case of, like, computers or consumer electronics or any other market-based segment that is not as regulated as healthcare, then they just scale up their production. And then they, the more supply comes because some competitor, if the existing companies aren't doing it, the competitor will see money to be made and they'll jump into the game. But you can't do that in healthcare because of all the regulations. And so it keeps people out and keeps the supply restricted, keeping prices up. And it's a mess. Thanks, Craig, for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can ask Gene or anybody else in the healthcare business and they'll tell you this stuff. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Where the mind goes, the man follows. Or we can also say, where the mind goes, the mouth follows. If we think something long enough, we will end up saying it. And if we say something long enough, we will think it. That's why I teach people to think and say things on purpose. We need to be in agreement with God. I want to encourage you to start having think sessions. Times when you think things on purpose that agree with God's word. And you can also think about, are you wasting your time saying a lot of things that don't agree with God? And if so, eliminate those. Have confession sessions, times when you confess the word of God out loud. The more you do, the more you'll believe it. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can also support the show in a variety of different ways. And one of those ways, you get stuff, too. Like, you can get gold and silver and support Free Talk Live at the same time.
That's right. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, and Midas Resources is a company that owns Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate. And so we're closely allied with them. I've done some business with them as far as precious metals. Ian, you too?
Oh, yes.
Gotten
more than once.
Yeah, same here, more than once. And I've always had good service from Midas Resources, and we of course, been endorsing their products for a very long time. I expect my listeners to respond whenever they have any kind of trouble. And even when there has been incidences, it's always taken care of very quickly. So you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. You'll get some of the best service and some of the best prices on precious metals. A lot of people getting precious metals right now, whether it's as a hedge against inflation or an investment, because it does look like gold's moving upward. It was a big kind of a jump yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yep, there was. It kind of went back down a little bit, you know, the correction thing. But anyway, gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Continue with your call. Still to come, the garden tear-up that's happening in Toronto. But Gene is on the line first, listening in Maine. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Ian.
Hey, Gene. Thank you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, first point, whoever wrote that piece that you wrote concerning the drug war, spot on. Right on target.
Secondly, yeah, we posted the link over at our Twitter and Facebook if you want to go find that. Of course, it'll be on the BBS later as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. The second point is that you know, you're talking about health care, and truly agree that the government has made it much more expensive than it needs to be. A few months ago, I was listening to a podcast of Lou Rockwell. He interviewed this gentleman. I believe his name was Chris Smith, the medical director of the Surgical Center of Oklahoma. I would urge people to Google that, look at it. They list prices that are anywhere from a third to a half less than what large hospitals would charge for a procedure. That includes everything. It includes any follow-up. It includes anesthesiologist, any specialist other needed. It's amazing. And a few weeks ago, he was interviewed on Russia TV, Lauren Lister's show, Capital Account. I watched that video. He explains how, not trying to take the wool out of the previous gentleman's wind about doctors losing money, but they're still able to recoup some of the money that they claimed losses. Dr. Smith goes into detail. I can't remember exactly what it is, but there are free market practices going on in medicine. I mean, you have to search for them. Another instance is a company called Self Care, where they sign up doctors throughout the country where pretty much go in, you pay cash, no waiting, no insurance forms, no nothing. They free up their time, because that frees up time for them to care for more patients, obviously.
Yeah, there's these legends of doctors that are still taking just cash, and
I've met one.
Yeah, and that you can go and get service from them, and you can pay, you know, less than half, and get in and get out, and it's just you know, everything that seems like it's wrong with doctors' offices seems like it's right with these operations.
He was working out of his house.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I was going to make one more point. I had the experiment done about 6 years ago.
Yeah, what was that? I'm sorry, you've cut out.
Experimental procedure.
Yeah, I had the experimental procedure called LASIK surgery done to my eyes about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There is this, you know, there's a procedure. Insurance companies wouldn't touch it because it's experimental, but as years have progressed, the cost has come down.
Yep.
To have this procedure done. So, you know, anything that the government doesn't touch or anything like that, because it goes underground anyways, they get to be cheaper. So
it's true, because of competition and because the market's allowed to actually work without having to jump through a bunch of bureaucratic hoops. Absolutely right.
And in this case, it's just between two people, patient and the doctor. There's no third party involved.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Gene. Anything else on your mind?
No. You guys continue on. You guys have a great program.
Very good, sir. Thank you, sir. Very good call. 855-450-FREE.
Sometimes those doctor's offices will be, you know, overly staffed. Those doctor's offices that do LASIK will be overly staffed, and I wonder how much that has to do with running sort of an eye doctor's office at the same time. Because a lot of the times with doctor's offices, they've got all this extra staff in order to fill out the paperwork that the government wants in order to do their business. And obviously that doesn't need to be done with LASIK, and I'm just kind of wondering how much they, you know, that overhead is passed on to the people who are getting LASIK.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. David is listening in Virginia, Mount Jackson area, to WSVG. Hey, David.
Hey, good evening, fellas. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to run something by you. I've been doing some research on what I believe is the illegal occupation of our legislative branch here in Virginia at the state level by attorneys.
And by attorneys?
Yeah, by attorneys. I think it's illegal for them, at least in Virginia, to serve in our legislative branch here, because under Virginia law, and according to our Supreme Court's website here in, over in Richmond, attorneys under Virginia law are members of the Virginia State Bar, which is an agency of the judicial branch of government. So I wonder if all attorneys who are licensed to practice law have to be members of the judicial branch of government, how is it that they're allowed to operate within the legislative branch of government while holding membership in the judicial branch?
Excellent question, David. Yeah. We got to let you go. Your phone is terrible. Appreciate the call tonight,
though. Is that his phone?
That was his phone.
Okay. It is very interesting. I mean, you know, is that some kind of collusion or something? Because if the attorneys are members of the bar and the bar is a member of the judicial branch, and then they run for office and become members of the legislative branch, you know, when would they have to give up their membership to the bar? And obviously they don't now. Is this some kind of violation of the checks and balances that are supposed to be inherent in the government?
Well, wasn't the 13th Amendment originally supposed to be a prohibition on attorneys being U.S. reps?
I've heard this, but I don't know.
Well, I believe that's, you know, I believe that is true. I've looked into that when people made that call, and they've said that to us on the air in the past, that there was original prohibition.
I remember something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, the original idea was, hey, these lawyers shouldn't be representatives.
I don't know what the percentage of people of lawyers are that are in the, you know, House, the Senate, the state houses around the country, but I would be willing to bet. I'd be willing to bet $1,000 that number begins with a 9.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue here. We've got Agony calling from Austin, Texas. Agony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So I went to a Shock the Police event yesterday.
Excellent. So did I.
Well, my experience was a little more negative than the one that you had.
That figures. You're not in Keene, New Hampshire. Tell you what, I want to hear more about your experience, so stand by. We'll get back to you here in a moment. More with Agony calling from Austin at a Chalk the Police event where police are known for arresting people for video cameras down there in Austin. They've been attacking the leader of the Peaceful Streets Project, or the founder of the Peaceful Streets Project. They've arrested him multiple times, 855-450-FREE, because he's been, you know, standing up for himself and recording the police. So we'll see what happens with Chalk the Police Day in moments. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. There's a lot of stuff to be done on the website, and we give it away to you. Those other talk show hosts, they want $5, $6, $7, $8 a month from you, and then you can get into the archives. Then you can get into the webcam. Then you can get into the message boards. But we've got all that for free. So you can, and more, you can actually control the content of the site itself at freetalklive.com. So get over there, get interactive, and then if you like it, we've got a way for you to send us a few bucks a month. So once again, freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle that for you. SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines here at Free Talk Live, and one of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and consequently a big supporter of Free Talk Live. So if you've got a company and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it, and they can handle it in a way that respects you and your clients. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. You can click through, see their website. It's freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Yes, indeed. Great organization, longtime sponsors of this program and other liberty-oriented events and shows out there. So let's go to the phones here, and we'll bring Agony back in Austin. Now, Agony, you had called to tell us your story from yesterday. The Chalk the Police event was happening across the country at various different locations, put on by copblock.org. They were the ones spreading the idea, and I'm glad to hear that other places were doing it. I heard there was one elsewhere as well. I don't know what the total count was, but I know we had one that was very positive here in Keene, and that the police officer actually came out and joined us for Chalk the Police and chalked a smiley face. The video and photo of that is up over at freekeene.com. So we had a very positive day. No arrests, no threats from the police themselves. The park bureaucrat didn't like it very much, but that was about all the negative response we had. What happened in Austin?
All right, so we started out at Austin City Hall, and there were about 12 people there. And nothing really serious happened there. But then we walked down to the Austin Police Department headquarters, and a couple people chalked on the wall there. And then as we were walking back to Austin City Hall, officers stopped us and said that that talking would be considered a criminal mischief.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
it's another one of these catch-all crimes. If a behavior should be considered illegal, they should have taken the time to find it, some legislative body, whatever they are, city or state or whatever, should have taken the time to make it illegal rather than the police just making stuff up, because that makes them judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So a bunch of other officers came by, about maybe 8 or 9 more, so that they could detain all of us and question us.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, and?
And one of the people in the group had all of his belongings with him because I think he was homeless, and the police really like to target those people.
Sure they do. They know they don't have any resources. They can't hire a lawyer, and they probably don't know their rights.
Yeah. So I think he actually had outstanding warrants.
So they arrested him?
Yes, they arrested him.
Okay. But not for chalking?
I don't believe so.
And so they told you it was going to be criminal mischief. They then detained you. Did you ask if you were being detained?
Yes.
And what was what was their probable cause to detain you?
They said that it would be criminal mischief because the chalk, it doesn't damage anything, but they would have to send someone out to wash it off. And
yeah, that's their claim. But that's what they claimed in Manchester, New Hampshire, when they put Ademo in jail for 60 days for chalking, was that they had to, call out the fire department with their fire truck.
And that's a speech issue, because now think about it for a second. If it was kids chalking rainbows or "We love City Hall" or whatever it is that they were writing out there, then they wouldn't take that down. They would just, they just leave it, and, like chalk, it would come off as time goes by. But since it's speech they don't like, then they got to take it down. And that's speech.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts you want to share? Anything else from your story? I presume you guys stopped chalking after the threat?
Yes. There was actually another person arrested, too.
For?
For he was detained, and I believe he refused to identify himself.
So they arrested him for, obstructing government justice or something like that?
I didn't hear what the charge was.
Is there any website on which one can learn more about this particular event?
I believe there is someone there from the independent media.
Okay.
So you could go to austin.indy.org.
Austin.indy.org or Indy Media or whatever it is. Yes. Thank you, Agony, for the call and the story tonight. Glad you didn't get arrested, and I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I hear a lot of good things about Austin, and I know there's some great activists down there. John Bush and, of course, Catherine Bleich are two of the primary ones. We know them because they come up here pretty often to visit New Hampshire. But it's a bigger place. It's a lot bigger than, I think, any of the cities in New Hampshire. And the bigger a city is, the more difficult it is to hold the police accountable. The more difficult it is to even know who the cops are.
Yeah, in
a larger
place. They have to live in this community.
Well, the police don't actually have to live in Keene to work in Keene, but
I understand what you're saying.
It's a much smaller community, so it's much easier to kind of keep an eye on them and know who they all are. And we didn't have that experience at all yesterday. And in fact, it was about as positive an experience as chalking has ever been. And I hope that we have more of it. In fact, I suggested that next year we have a chalk with the police day and invite the whole department down. I think that'd be fun.
It'd be funny.
And it was great to have an officer chalk with us, and it was unexpected. I kind of, figured that they'd laugh it off.
Were your messages anti-police that you were chalking? Because chalk the police day sounds anti-police.
I can't say I read every single message in the park. I mean, we literally had the whole park. There was one area of the park
a lot of people there
that had some wet spots, so that part was not chalked. But otherwise, everything that was dry in the park, which was the majority of the chalkable area, mm-hmm. was chalked up. I did not read every one of them. There may be some photos that were taken that you might be able to ascertain that. But I didn't see anything that was explicitly anti-police. I had chalked KPD, please stop arresting peaceful people. That's not anti-police.
I would think not.
That just says to them, hey, we'd appreciate it if you'd stop doing this. And maybe then you could focus on, you know, murderers, rapists, people that are violent. That'd be nice. I'd like the police more if that's all they were doing. I really would. In fact, I find many of them likable people. I just don't like it when they put other likable people in prison and jail. That's what I have a problem with. It really should stop. And the more people that ask them to stop, the more likely they're going to do it. So, like, here in Keene, which is where we're doing the show, Keene, southwest corner of New Hampshire, they have these parking meters, these kiosks. You probably have it. If you're in a larger city, you probably have these. The ones you walk up to, and they kind of handle 20 spaces instead of the 1 meter right. per space thing, the old system.
The kind that Cool Hand Luke was cutting off.
Right, right. We have those in Keene, the 1 meter per space kind of situation. And the proposal was, well, we're going to change this to the kiosk. And they had their reasons for it. The main
Mostly
reason was
screwing you.
Well, they wanted to screw the activists, but the main reason was they thought they were going to make more money off of it. Like $100,000 extra per year for what is normally a $400,000 a year department or something. And so it would have been a pretty significant increase if it worked out. But the pushback they received from the community was so significant that the police chief actually had to admit, yeah, we're not going to do this.
This isn't going to work.
Yeah, and they pulled they put a couple of them in to do a test run, and that's when all the negative feedback started pouring into to the cops. And that never would have happened in a bigger city. Like, in a bigger city, it would have just been, they would have just installed them, and that'd been it.
Pay the ticket, shut up.
Yep. So you have a greater ability in these smaller places to have a larger effect. So I really wish them the best down there in Austin, but if the Peaceful Streets Project really wants to have a chance, it needs to be done here in New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. People that love liberty have to get together in the same place. If you stay far apart from everybody all across the country, you're just going to spin your wheels and watch as your friends get arrested and nothing ever changes. 855-450-3733, more coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 855-453, 1-855-450-3733, and join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the website. As I mentioned previously, if you like the fact that we give you the the webcam, the message boards, the whole site, man, everything there, it's free if you like that. Then there are ways to support this program. The AMP program is one of the most important. Mark, you were just asking me about our Talkers Convention that we're going to be going to next week, actually.
Oh, boy.
And, next Thursday we're going to be out of town.
Can't tell you how thrilled I am to get into a plane, to get felt up by the TSA, get in a plane, fly across the country, go sleep in a cheap motel.
It's going to be the cheapest motel thus far that we've never slept in a place this cheap at one of these conventions, because normally they're in Manhattan, and there's not really cheap sleeping options in Manhattan, but in LA it's a little different. The conventions we used to go to were at kind of fancy hotel, so the best place to be was in the hotel, because you'd have like a meeting with somebody after hours and come to your room, and it's convenient to have it in that hotel, so we would stay there. But this one is like a one-day event. It's in and out, and so they didn't book a hotel for it. They booked like a theater, some kind of theater in Hollywood. I forget what it's called, but so they're not having it at a hotel, and so we get our pick of hotels, and one of the closest ones is the Travelodge. Right down on Sunset Boulevard.
I'm bringing my earplugs.
But it's good news, though, because...
Are there two beds this time?
I don't know. I think I asked for that, but I honestly, I don't recall. And
is a living hell.
But the good news is we're going to save the amplifiers some money on that.
Yay.
And it's the amplifiers that are sending us to these events so we can schmooze it up with the big wigs in talk radio, the program directors and the general managers and the people that make decisions, those the kind of folks that are going to be there. So it's important for us to be there. And it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that makes that possible, which helps us get on more radio stations around the country, which brings more internet listeners on board with the ideas of brings more listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Tom is in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. Been trying to listen to you regularly. Kurt's really turned me on to you guys, and I just can't. I'm addicted. Anyway.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
You guys brought up some interesting topics tonight. One gentleman called in, and he was talking about, people being donating or however he saw it as, you know, if you have $1 million, you could give 10%, blah, 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 to the medical insurance or whatever you want to call it.
Basically, people being charged for medical procedures based on ability to pay.
Right. And I myself, I'm 51 years old. I have been a member of the Life Extension Foundation for probably 20 years. I spend roughly $2,500 a year in supplements. And most of my, I take 37 pills a day.
Oh,
and
boy.
Most of my friends think I'm an idiot. And
that's like a whole meal.
That's actually what my girlfriend says. That's your second meal. But, you know, I tell you what, if you saw what I look like and the shape I'm in, you'd be surprised. And my point is, the whole point of this is, they have been, they're a completely non-profit organization. And I know most people say, oh, yeah, baloney. And one lady that I know that sells another supplement, she's one that the Olympic team takes, doesn't matter. She argued with me one day about that, and she researched it herself, and she says, you know, you're right. They are a nonprofit, and they fight the FDA constantly, and they every month they bring out the best magazine you could ever read if you join their organization. It's very inexpensive, and they keep you up to date of what they're battling against. The FDA right now is in the pocket of all the pharmaceuticals.
Sure, sure, of course.
And so is, you know, our medical or our insurance industry is their hands are bound. They can
now
only,
this is the Life Extension Organization. What's it called? Life Extension?
It's called Life Extension Foundations. You can
and
find.
Do they support transhumanism?
What's that?
Do they support the melding of humans with robots with that sort of technology?
I've never seen it. I've never read anything about that. I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I am telling you right now, this organization is the best money spent. It's LEF.com. You know, again,
I think it's LEF.org.
I think it's .com. It might be LEF.
Okay, I'm sure you'll find it if you look it up on Google. You know, I appreciate you bringing that up. So you've never heard of the idea that at some point there, I think it's Kurzweil who was talking about the, oh gosh, I'm spacing on the name of it, but there's a certain point at which you...
Singularity.
Singularity, at which humankind, or rather the machine, the computer processing will essentially eclipse the processing ability of a human mind, and then machines will, you know, improve themselves. They'll do their own code upgrades, and artificial intelligence will be very, very good, and essentially will begin, you know, the options will be available to meld humans with, essentially turn us into cyborgs, with the eventuality likely being that all biological sort of existence will go away and essentially will become a machine race down the line. Which of course,
are you saying that as a positive or a negative? It's kind of because most people will be like, oh my God, what's he talking about?
It depends on how you see things, right? So, I mean, it depends on your perspective. To me, it's positive. I mean, anything that can extend our experience here, I think, is a good idea. That's what you're looking into, and what I'm suggesting to you is that there's going to be more than just pills available in the future, that there will be treatments that will put things like nanomachines in your bloodstream, and they will keep you healthier longer, for instance.
But you have to be able to live long enough to get the nanomachines, right?
Right, like another few decades, for instance.
And I want to make sure that you understand it's not, I hate the word pills, okay? The pills that I take are actual supplements. They're minerals, vitamins. The food that we're eating right now, the foods that are grown in the ground, are nowhere near as, what do you want to say, potent or
nutritious.
You know, they don't give us the vitamins and minerals that our forefathers had. They just don't. Our grounds are being depleted, so if you don't take these supplements, you're robbing from your body, and you won't know it until you're older. And then that's when you'll pay the price.
This is an interesting theory, right? I mean, I've heard of it before, and the idea is that the minerals and the stuff existed in the ground at one point, but it's basically been leached out. And then the way that we dispose of these of our waste doesn't put it back into the ground, and it's kind of interesting.
How does it not get back into the ground?
Well, where does it come from initially?
The ground.
It doesn't get back into the ground because it's being leached out. It's turned over. We try to fertilize it. We try to add what we can. But after you do this, how many times? I mean, these industrial farms, and I'm not saying they're wrong, they produce the food, and we get our food cheap. But they are just not, the grounds can't keep up with everything. It's just that simple. There's millions of us eating this food. There's billions of us now eating this food.
Tom, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I've had people theorize in different ways, Ian. Either they could take rocks and crush them up. You could do like crush rocks up and push it, you know, basically get them into the soil in order to create more mineralization there. Or you could get seawater and somehow use the seawater as, you'd have to remove the salt but not remove the minerals. And this is, of course, a difficulty. And be able to fertilize, you know, grow your crops in this manner. I don't know anything, but it's interesting. I mean, I don't doubt that there aren't as many minerals in the soil as there were in the past. But I don't, I haven't researched it.
I tend to, believe that the marketplace will solve these problems, because I don't think government's certainly going to. If it is really a problem, if that's really true, you know, that the minerals are being just depleted, well, I ask the question, and I'm no expert, I'm certainly no scientist. I know that when it comes to water, that doesn't go away, so why would, you know, all the other elements go away?
Well, right? Water falls from the sky.
Right, but, I don't know how to put it, Mark. I mean, where does it all go, right? Does it just
into the oceans? Down into the oceans? Where does everything go?
Yeah.
Things go from up to down.
Yeah.
Right? And so if it goes in, you know, comes from up, wherever that might be, into you, and then gets, you know, goes down in your toilet and out some sewage treatment stuff, mm-hmm. and then, you know, down into the water at some point or another, that's where it goes.
Hmm. Yet people are living longer than ever.
Indeed, but,
argument that they're living less desirable lives longer?
I think
that people are unhealthy in their old age?
I think the argument is that medical science has prolonged the life of people, but that doesn't even say anything about their nutrition.
Well, if you're eating poorly, will medical science be able to save you?
How much better would it be for you if you're eating better?
I know, that's a good question. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want here. Hour number 3 is next. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.